Rolling Stones, the Triple M, Jane Dave, 16 past 7. Live this morning, Get Real Workwear and Safety, fully stocked by the big dog himself, another big dog, Jacko. Round 9 of the NRL tips coming up in half an hour here on Triple M.
It is now official. They are after names of some bridges with the Ring Road and a couple of other bridges around as
the
well.
The Beyonce Bridge.
The Beyonce Bridge.
If you like it, then you should put a ring on it, the Ring Road.
I still like Bridgie McBridge face. I love it.
Luckily, we're not in charge of designing the name for these bridges, though.
No, and to tell us more and who to speak to is Julianne Gilbert, member for Mackay. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, and isn't it exciting to be able to name some bridges?
How do we get to name bridges, Julianne? Because I would love to put an entry in.
Mm.
You'll be pleased to know that there are no politicians on the committee to name these bridges, so it's just all locals that have been chosen for a committee. So put your nomination in through TMR and all of those nominations of the names that you want will go straight to the committee.
Who are these people on the board and how much do they want?
How much prize money do they need?
We're not putting out the names of the people on the committee because they don't want to be bribed or harassed by people who believe that they have got the best name, the McFacey name or any of those types of names. But we have had some wonderful families that have contacted me who have got a lot of history in Mackay. We've had a lot of Indigenous names that have come forward, people who are interested in the South Sea Islander history around where those bridges are. So it's got a lot of interest out there. So it's going to be exciting to see what the committee comes up with.
How many bridges are we talking about here? Because I've heard there's the Furzen Creek Bridge, the Overflow Bridge, the Lagoon Creek Bridge there too. And how many in total?
There's going to be 4. And the largest bridge is that very long bridge that goes across the Pioneer River. It's the longest stretch of bridge across the Pioneer River. So that's right. The big prize that people are really interested in who have got a lot of history in Mackay, because it is, as far as bridges go, it's a pretty magnificent bridge. I was just out there yesterday having a look at it.
I did see that yesterday on the news.
Can you get out there, can you?
No, I think it's not open to the public yet because I saw you walking in the middle of the road at that stage, so it's not available for people to go and check out yet, is it, Julianne?
No, it's still a work site, so you need to have permission to actually go on the road because they're putting on the finishing touches.
Yeah.
And one of the great things about this road is that it's on schedule. Well, it's actually early. It wasn't meant to be finished for another couple of months yet, but they've just about got it finished and it's on budget. And there's also 1,800 people inducted to work on the bridge at different times.
It's certainly something that we need.
Yes, 80% of those people were locals.
Oh, good. Fantastic stuff. And, of course, you know, we've had such a hard time with COVID, so jobs like that, keeping people going and keeping the economy going is an amazing thing. So.
Look, Julianne, we do need to wrap it up, but whereabouts do we go to? Is there a website we go to nominate a name?
Yes, go straight to TMR, and on their website, they have got their nomination form.
Yep.
Also on my Facebook page, if you look on there, you just hit the link, it'll take you directly to the nomination form as well.
All right, as always. And it's great always to have you on the air, Julianne, somebody who looks tremendously remarkable in a hard hat. You always look good wearing a hard hat, Julianne.
Lots of practice.
Julianne Gilbert, member of Mackay, joining us this morning. All the details, triplem.com.au. Today's top, 23 degrees.